That Four Corners report this week on large corporations being handed public money to expand their lucrative water holdings has sparked widespread calls for a full and independent audit of the Murray-Darling Basin plan. One such example referenced is Webster Limited, the partly foreign-owned agribusiness, which has reportedly used more than $40 million granted under the plan's infrastructure scheme to build dams capable of storing 30 billion litres of water in the Murrumbidgee Valley in the southwest of New South Wales. Now, critics of the Basin Plan say it's effectively being rorted by big businesses, making profits at the expense of taxpayers. But there are very strong views countering that. Chris Corrigan is the chairman of Webster Limited. He joins us on the line from Italy this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish.
The part of the Murray-Darling Basin Plan which is attracting so much controversy is this $5.6 billion water infrastructure scheme. Can we just start by being clear? How much money has Webster received from that scheme to help finance capital works programs?
$18.8
million. And is that the sum total?
Yes.
Because Webster, so there's this $18.8 million that you're referring to there. Webster says it also received $17.4 million under OFIEP. And then on top of that, there's the $22 million in water licences surrendered, which takes us to a total of $41 million. Is any of that wrong?
Well, it's wrong in the sense that we sold water licences. You wouldn't count, if you sold a house, you wouldn't count that as a grant, would you? You're actually selling an asset, so it's completely fallacious to argue that that's somehow a grant. It's not a grant. It's the sale of water rights to the government.
So the money that you received from the government that was used to build these storage facilities, did you need to build those storage facilities anyway? In other words, was this going to happen regardless of whether you got government funding?
No, it was not. You need to understand the whole entirety of the program, and the program is that you sell some of your water licences to the government in exchange for the sale of those water licences. You get grants, but those grants are specifically directed at improvements in water efficiency so that you become more efficient with the water that you retain. And the whole point of this exercise is to increase the efficiency of the use of the water that you retain.
But these properties were being used for nut and cotton production. What would you have done if you didn't build the dams?
We wouldn't have sold the water to the government, and so we would have used a larger amount of water to grow the same amount of produce.
I suppose the question here is whether this funding resulted in these properties taking more or less water from the system.
That's the fundamental misunderstanding in the whole of this report. The whole of the ABC report on Monday showed a complete lack of understanding of how the Murray-Darling system works.
Okay, but I'm just want to establish the key details here, though, on this. I just want to establish, though, whether this process resulted in you taking more water out of the system or less.
Well, clearly less. We sold our water rights to the government. We had less water. How could we take any more water out? What the program failed to explain to the listeners is that the amount of water that you can take out of the system has got nothing to do with how many dams you have or how much land you have. It has to do with what water licences you own. And those water licences are granted or are bought on the market, and there's a limited number of those things. And so the amount of water that can be taken from the rivers is a fixed amount. So the highest priority goes to the towns and the people, the second priority goes to the environment, and the third, whatever's left, is allocated in accordance with these licences for irrigation. So you can't possibly be taking out more than the licence that you own. I don't care how many dams you've got.
Sure. The capital works projects according to your annual report, though, helped fund or helped enable Webster to increase its irrigable land in the Murrumbidgee Valley by around 80 square kilometres. So you're saying that even though you did that, you didn't take any more or less water from the system?
Correct. We didn't take any more water by dint of the program. In fact, we took less because we sold water rights to the government. And so if we increased our irrigation footprint, we needed to go and buy more water rights. But you buy them from somebody who chooses to sell them. You're not increasing the take out of the river. This is the fundamental misunderstanding in the whole program. This whole program has been about returning water to the environment. 700 billion litres have been returned to the environment in this program, established by the Labor government, I might tell you, and endorsed by the Liberal government and by every industry body. So this is not a controversial exercise as the ABC would want to portray it. It's only controversial in the eyes of the ABC and a few gaggle of discontents.
Let's be clear, though. The Agriculture Department has commenced an audit of Webster a few weeks ago. Clearly, there is some desire for scrutiny here.
Absolutely, and we welcome scrutiny. Why wouldn't we want to be scrutinised?
Pass this off as just something that is the interest of a small group of people. I mean, we are talking about many, many millions of dollars of taxpayers' money, and the Agriculture Department is now auditing.
Absolutely, and that's what they should be doing. They should absolutely be auditing everyone if they've got a decent size. I might point out to you the other another great example of the ABC wanting to bash big business.
Look, I don't think this is a conversation about the ABC. This is a conversation about water.
Less than one half of 1% of that program went to Webster. Less than one half of 1%. Now, how does that make a centrepiece of this story? This program was directed, 70% of it went to family farms. I mean, it's just a complete misunderstanding of the whole exercise that's been going on here.
Do you have any concern about the transparency around the way this system is working? I mean, do you accept
that many
members of the public want to understand better where this money goes to, what efficiencies it actually delivers, and how much water it actually returns to the system? Because as you would have noted, there are those that work within this sphere that say the monitoring is actually not adequate, that there is no real way of proving whether this water returns.
Yeah, but those people have no idea what's going on. I mean, these programs have been... First of all, you have to establish the criteria under which you're getting the grant. Secondly, those grants are monitored closely throughout the whole process of the exercise. And finally, the program is audited, as you've just pointed out to your listeners, by the government itself. Now, what more scrutiny do you want?
That you were using, it was extra supplemental water that you had the rights for already but weren't able to use without the new dams. Do you acknowledge that?
No, we could use it. That's just incorrect.
How could you have used it?
The dams that you're so concerned about are dams designed to improve the use of the tailwater and to increase the efficiency with which the farms operate. It's nothing to do with using supplementary licences.
Webster also benefited from a 2017 decision ticked off by the former Water Minister Barnaby Joyce to buy back $78 million worth of water entitlements at Tandau Station. That was twice the sum recommended by the government's own evaluation. There's questions about the reliability of that water. What did the Australian taxpayer get in return for that?
They got the right to for us to discontinue our irrigation activities at Tandau, and.
But did they actually get any water?
Yes, of course they got water. We had water rights. We had the rights that I'm talking about. We had water rights that we were using to farm cotton at Tandau. We've stopped farming cotton at Tandau. I got rid of the irrigation equipment and the rights and the water rights. And frankly, we wouldn't have sold that for a penny less than we got for it, because our own analysis of that operation was that it was worth every bit of that, if not more. In fact, our asking price initially was $100 million.
Do you think the Australian taxpayer could have more confidence in this process, in particular that payment, if it had been transparent, if it wasn't a negotiation behind closed doors?
Well, we weren't negotiating with the public. We were negotiating with the government that wanted the water rights.
But it was for public money. You acknowledge that, don't you?
Yes, but what I'm telling you is we wouldn't have sold that for a penny less than we got. Don't forget there was...
would it have been better if there was transparency
the
around
New
this?
South Wales.
Would it have been better if there was some transparency around this?
Well, I don't know what you want me... What do you want us to do? Put it out on the table or something?
Well, it's just that the majority of these buybacks happened through open tender. This didn't. And that's obviously raised questions in many people's minds.
Well, but it wasn't a simple buyback of water. It was the fact that we were ceasing our irrigation activities on Tandale Station. Now, those were very profitable, a very profitable business. And we agreed to cease those activities, but only in exchange for the value of the business. You couldn't put the business up for open tender. It had to be a negotiation with the person who wanted us to stop the irrigation activities.
The opposition has pointed out that you have been a donor to the Liberal Party via your own company, Cube. That includes a $51,000 donation in 2012. Are you certain that your relationships with the Liberal Party have not made it easier in terms of your business dealings with the government through the Murray-Darling Basin plan?
You've got to be joking, haven't you? I mean, 2012, 7 years ago, a company that I was then chairman of gave a donation to the Liberal Party, and somehow now I'm tarnished. I mean, I can tell you this, I have never had a discussion with a politician of any colour or a bureaucrat about water rights in this country, ever. Ever.
Chris Corrigan, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chris Corrigan is the chairman of Webster Limited, speaking with us from Italy.